A reading from Matthew 5:7. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy.
Yesterday, we've been doing with the Blessed Are's for several days, and yesterday you were talking about God's standard of justice, but then you said it intersected with the human standard. In other words, if you take mercy and God's mercy to me when I don't deserve it, but then that actually has application in your relationship to your neighbor. Jesus has two commandments, and they inform almost every aspect of his ministry. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your strength, and your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. And they're interrelational.
Yeah, the whole aspect of being merciful flows out of God being merciful to us first. Jesus uses a parable about that, about someone who owes his boss a great debt. The boss forgives the debt, and then that person who received forgiveness goes out and exacts a payment from someone who owes him in a very cruel manner. And Jesus turns that parable around and said, in the same way that you're swimming in the pool of God's mercy, you should be then allowing that to overflow out of your life and to have mercy towards others.
The way the world talks about this today is they take God out. You said it starts with God, yeah. And it does. But if you take out God, then mercy is always provisional. It depends on how I feel that day, not on a relationship that is based on mercy, and without that mercy, I'm a goner. I'm basically finished.
And that's good, because that really suggests something to the meaning of what Jesus is saying here. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. We might think, well, they're going to be shown mercy from God. No, the mercy is already there from God. So where are they going to experience mercy? It's from other people. In the same way that you judge, you will be judged. As you treat people with kindness, kindness will come back to you. Now, that's a principle, not a rule. We know people who are kind and get meanness directed back towards them. That's not the whole point. But the truth of the matter is, the atmosphere and culture that you live in and that you create will be the culture that comes back to you in many ways. And being merciful will mean that sometime you're going to need mercy and that a person's going to respond to you in the same way that you've responded to others.
As you were talking, it occurred to me that you were actually drawing from other parts of the Sermon on the Mount that we'll be talking about in several days. It's kind of interesting.
And when you begin to look at it, the whole Bible is woven together piece after piece, and that's the value of allowing the Word to saturate us so that it's constantly interpreting itself.